Hello, my name is Candy. I reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you have an emergency, hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site?
Yes.
Okay.
I have a couple of questions. I called and got put on the list for our county, but nobody ever, let me just explain to you. It's myself, my husband, and my dad. My dad is 74, so we know that he's eligible. I'm 50, my husband's 48, but we have immunocompromised systems and we're on different medications, and our doctor actually gave us notes to take that says, you know, they want us to be vaccinated, not to wait till our time. But whenever I went to get on the list, I asked her, can you, you know, she said they'll call you based on when your age group is available. And if we do that, we're going to be waiting forever, even though we have a note that we should be vaccinated now. So I don't know how to get through that in order to let somebody know. You know, if I try to call it, we're in Coosa County. If I try to call the Coosa County Health Department, it tells me there isn't one. So I have no idea how to break through to tell someone that we can't wait for our age group.
Well, I'm not sure because on our fields, we don't have a place to put, you know, we don't have, like, when we do our forms, we don't have any access to put, you know, what illness or
so whenever
you have.
They, yeah, okay, so whenever they say those at high risk or those who are immunocompromised, how do they ever know that?
I'm not sure how they're going about doing that.
Then do you know a different number? Because I can't seem to get a hold of anybody at any COVID, anything that can give me an answer for that.
No, ma'am, I don't have. The only number I have is the group pre-register, and they don't have any information on that either. So it's just we switch it over to your health department.
But it says that Coosa County doesn't have a health department. Do you have a number for a Coosa County Health Department, or do you show that they have one?
Let me see. It says the testing place for that is Coosa County E911 building at the location 66 Communications, Dr. Rockford, Alabama.
I guess I need to call 911 then. Oh, that'll get me in trouble.
No, that's what the building, so I'm guessing they don't have a testing site.
Yeah.
I guess they don't have a department, so I'm not sure how they're doing that.
Okay. My next question is, if we prefer to have one vaccine over the other, and I understand the whole country is probably doing that, is there a way to know where they're giving the Pfizer vaccine or the Moderna vaccine?
No, ma'am. Again, I say on this line, you know, we don't have that information. We only information they give us is to take you guys' information and send it over to them.
Okay. So then let me just be blunt and don't take this personal. And please don't get aggravated with my frustration. If they say the only number that we can ever call to get COVID-19 information is this number, but you guys don't have any information, how's that doing us any good?
Right,
you
I'm
can't
not
give me a
sure.
number to anybody else. You can't tell me any answers to any questions. So how is this a good? This is just a registration number. This isn't a COVID-19 information
yes,
number.
Yes, that's all. This is a registration number. So I'm not sure why they're giving out this number for. You know.
Okay, I will try calling 911 and see if they can give me any more information.
That is the building.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't, if it were you and your family, what would you do? If you had the questions that I have in the town that you live in, what would you do? I'm open to suggestions. I really am just trying to find somebody that can answer a question besides just registering me.
I'm not sure because, like I said, all we do on this line is pre-register. We don't have any information on your county, and I'm not even in that county, so I'm not sure exactly what is going on.
Okay, well, you as just a regular person, then, if you were in this situation and you needed to have the Pfizer vaccine over Moderna and you were below the age group and you knew your age group wasn't going to come up for months, what do you think you would do? I have nowhere to turn.
Have you
I don't
went
have
on
any,
the website?
Any idea. Yeah, and it gives your number.
Oh, yeah, well.
And it won't tell anything else, and it never mentions people who were compromised. That's
mm-hmm.
just some garbledygook they're saying on the news, I guess, but really doesn't amount to anything.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I'm not sure how they're going about that.
All right.
Thank you.
I don't suppose it would do any good to ask to talk to somebody higher up.
No, because we don't have anyone higher up. We're just a line that's helping the health department.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.